This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. The nation will celebrate the 76th Republic Day today. The President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from the Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will start at 10:30 a.m. and run for the duration of 90 minutes. The President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, will be the chief guest at the parade. President Draupadi Murmu has stated One Nation, One Election Bill introduced in Parliament promises to redefine the terms of good governance. She said that One Nation, One Election plan can promote the consistency in the governance, prevent the policy paralysis, mitigate the resource diversion, and reduce the financial burden. In her address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day, President Murmu underlined the decision of replacing the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhyanam as one of the most noteworthy of such efforts. President Murmu highlighted that the Constituent Assembly and the representative from all parts of the communities of the country. She said that it had 15 women, including the stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kriplani, Hansa Ben Mehta, and Malati Chaudhary. The President said the Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and the pride for all the citizens. She stressed that in the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain the rightful place in the Committee of Nations. She understood that the justice, liberty, equality, and fraternity have always been part of India's civilization heritage. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it's a matter of pride that India is the world's largest, diverse, young, inclusive, and sensitive democracy. Addressing the 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi yesterday, President Murmu said that India is the mother of democracy and the democratic process in the country existed since the ancient times. During the event, President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practice Award to the state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring the smooth elections. Doordarshan was awarded for its innovative programs, generating the awareness on voting. Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, received this award. This year's theme of National Voters Day is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 3 a.m. on all lines today to facilitate the public to reach the Kartavya Path to witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to the Delhi Metro, the trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 a.m., after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. The Delhi Metro has encouraged the passengers to plan their travel accordingly and make use of the early metro services to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the gallantry awards to 93 Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous, on the eve of 76th Republic Day. These include two Kirti Chakras, including one posthumous, 14 Chaurya Chakras, including three posthumous, one Bar to Sena Medal, and 66 Sena Medals, including seven posthumous, two Nau Sena Medal, and 8 Vayu Sena Medal. The President also approved 305 defence decoration to the armed forces and other personnel. In men's cricket, India clinched a thrilling 2-wicket win over England in the second T20 at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai yesterday. Chasing the target of 166 runs, India clinched 2 victory in 19.2 overs with a loss of 8 wickets. For India, Tilak Varma smashed 72 runs in 55 balls to take India home. And that is the end of this news bulletin.